will mean that we are suggesting FOB based on the outcome of the testing discussion. But I can read the report, I'm sure we are fine now, so that we get finish of it. The progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communication on the filling of a vacancy on the MDDA board for today. The Portfolio Committee on Communication having considered the request by the Minister in the Presidency for monitoring, performance monitoring and evaluation as well as administration to the National Assembly to recommend a candidate in terms of Section 4 of MDDA Act of 2002 to fill a vacancy for the unexpired portion of Ms. Louise Bale's term of office, refer to it for consideration on the 18th of September 2012. Report as follows. The committee invited the public to nominate a person for consideration and recommendation to the president for appointment to the board by means of advertisement in the print media. The committee received 11 nominations and subsequently shortlisted 4 candidates. Candidate 1, Ms. Nolutando Mikoko, Ms. Nokolo Mdana, Ms. Rachel Kalida, that's a nice one, Mr. Molif Mohaki. Those are the 4 people who are being shortlisted, and according to the interviews, will take place this coming day. As indicated before, we're going to deal with the first 3 and this one Thursday we finish on, so that we deal with this thing once and then we are done. Any mover in the second for the report? Honorable Killen?
We are all aware that it is questions to the president on Thursday. Is this committee going to meet with the interviews during that period of parliament?
We are pushed that we must finish by the what we can do, we can try to push as we can. And then we can break for those questions and proceed afterwards. It's an option which we can look at in terms of what is workable. Honorable State?
Just 2 quick questions. I'm just wondering why we shortlisted 4 for the one position when earlier this morning we shortlisted 3 for one position. And then secondly, I assume that all the necessary processes in terms of vetting the people and so on have been completed or will be completed by the time we do the interviews.
We hope so. The report will be back at that time. But they are busy with that process. Probably let us finish the report and come back to what Honorable Killian raised about the issue. Any person who moved the report?
I think the question just...
Oh, about the 4.
4
versus you know, the easiest explanation would be say the first one, they were 8, now they were 11. So we've got a bigger pool. That is the easiest one. Any other would be very complicated to explain. That would be the easiest one to explain. It was more now with a bigger pool. To look into honorable someone. Second, Honorable Killen. Let's come back to the issue raised by Honorable Killen. The President is taking questions from 2 until 4.
Yes, Chair, usually it is about a 2-hour slot that is set aside. There was some suggestion
Parliament becomes a problem. Honourable Fanama?
Chairperson, I know Monday is constituency day. I fully understand that, but I would really like to motivate whether we could not see whether it could be a possibility. I'm afraid that considering last time when we tried to do interviews within an hour, some of them actually went on for 2 hours. And therefore, I'm afraid with time-wise for Thursday, with, for example, there's an important presentation in my caucus, which I would quickly like to go and attend. So I don't really want to miss out here. And then, of course, the question to the President is also important. So I know Monday is a constituency day, but I would really like to appeal to see if we couldn't maybe accommodate the interviews on Monday. It would also give us more time.
We are pushed by the program, actually. By Friday, the report should be in, probably, or finishing, so that it goes in. It must appear with the ATC, you know, the rest. Honourable Mruto?
Can I explain to how long are the questions going to take?
Two hours.
In the afternoon. In this event, Chairperson, I wanted to know in the morning, are we engaged or something?
In terms of the application, they approve it for the whole thing, but there is consideration of the question to the president.
Are you saying in the morning we could start with interview and then wait for the question?
That's what initially I was thinking about, that probably we can start early the interviews and run until we break for lunch, we go to the president, and then continue after that. So that you got your Friday to go and do your other things. Yes, I agree. That's why you apply for the approval and so on. Honourable
Chairperson, that's why I was asking you, because in this committee we have never worked, you know, under a normal way with other committees. We always have to press for time because of such. And I think I should say, I don't know if my colleagues will agree, Monday is just not considerable for us, the ANC component, because really it is set up for organizational work. That is just out. And I would recommend that we start in the morning. And then break for the questions. Usually we do that and then go back. It has never been a problem.
Can we start at 9 and work through lunch and then break at 1:45 and go for questions and come back at 4:45?
Do we start possibly at 8:30, Chairperson? Or is that too early?
Member?
Chairperson, can I hear? Yeah, it would be best for us to start very early. But now I just wanted to know if it suits the committee to bring the people overnight, because we are not sure whether they will be able to arrive as early as that. Otherwise, I think with us, it's not a problem, really.
That can be done.
chair, if we were disciplined about keeping the interviews for each candidate to an hour, we could get through this quite comfortably in the day if we start at 8 o'clock and do the break for the questions.
I'm told that two of the candidates, one is already in Cape Town, the other one anyway because of her disability, she will fly Wednesday anyway, so she will be in Cape Town. So two of the first three will be in Cape Town. So probably just agree in terms of the time to start. What time are we starting? I was distracted by the secretary whilst we were talking about the time. Honorable Ruto was talking about if the candidates will be here. Then there was another one from Sheen which was talking about 8, but I didn't get what time I agree with. Fatima?
Chairperson, if we start at 8, then it's 8 or 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, then we can do 5. So the president's questions. We start at 8, if we stick to a 1 hour and we do a working lunch, then we can do 5 before lunch, or before the questions to the president. So I would prefer 8 if it's not too draconian.
Members?
Yeah.
Committee room and so on.